What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, here's what's weird. Started hitting me as weird yesterday. These Euroweenies, who just these European leaders, just weeks ago, were trying to figure out how to keep the war going. So they've been trying to do the whole time. Even vowing, hey, we'll fight on. We'll just keep going without America. Fine with me, I don't care. Go ahead. We should cut them off. All of a sudden, we're at the White House. I think we're happy as could be. Praising Trump. Talking about how amazing this deal is. They're so excited. What changed? What changed? Because this, well, folks, this just tickled my antenna yesterday. I went, what is going on? That's not the reaction I expected from them. In fact, I told you yesterday, they're here to make sure Zelensky keeps the war going. It's their cash kitty. And then you had people like the head of Finland saying stuff like this.
Mr. President, I think in the past 2 weeks, we've probably had more progress in ending this war than we have in the past 3.5 years. And I think the fact that we're around this table today is very much symbolic in the sense that it's Team Europe and Team United States helping Ukraine.
Yeah, they don't give a damn about Ukraine. No one cares about the Ukrainian people. They've used them as cannon fodder. What's up here? What's going on? I mean, you have Mark Rutte, you had all the others falling over themselves to praise Trump and how amazing this deal is. I went, something's wrong. I mean, all along, except for getting into World War III, which the Democrat Party and the Euroweenies are all for. This is what they want. They want a 20-year war. They want to crush Russia and then divide it, rule it. And they want to use the war for profit because Europe doesn't really have another source of profit since they can't really manufacture under the socialist climate change policies. So why are they excited about ending the war all of a sudden? That doesn't make any sense until you realize they think they've just achieved the double whammy. Number one goal, because they've killed all the Ukrainian men or they fled for their lives, was to have American troops on the front lines fighting this thing. And number two, find a way to keep it going. They may have accomplished both. And that's why they're so excited. So if you get down in the weeds of this security agreement that Donald Trump has offered them, you find something disturbing. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe you're cool with it. You want to die for Ukraine? You want to die for Volodymyr Zelensky? I don't. From ABC News, Trump said the leaders discussed security guarantees for Ukraine, including which guarantees would be provided by which European countries with a coordination with the United States of America. What does that coordination with the United States of America involve? Quote, he said America would provide support and he did not rule out American troops being involved. Yeah, that's it. That's why they're excited. In fact, remember, I've told you many times, I documented this going into the election. The Biden administration was getting ready for troops on the ground. They were super excited about it. They just couldn't do it before the election. Charles Brown was saying, oh, yeah, our troops going to be in the forefront. He was the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Yeah, we're going to be fighting Russians on the front line. But don't worry. We'll give them air cover from the Air Force. And remember, because Biden couldn't get anyone to join up, they already had BuzzFeed and other places running articles pushing the idea of, hey, we're going to need a draft to fight the Russians. J.D. Vance, Laura Ingraham, we're going to a draft if Her Highness wins. That was the ultimate goal. Because, folks, they don't have enough people for the meat grinder in Europe. I mean, France is talking about pledging 30,000 troops. I mean, that'll last, what, 6 weeks at the kill rate? Wait, are you saying Trump did not rule out troops? No, that's why the Euroweenies are so excited. The security guarantee is ultimately backed by U.S. troops, at least right now, unless something changes. My source on that's ABC News, but The Hill also spelled it out as well. Now, if you look at Trump's Truth Social post, he says, yes, the Europeans, they'll be part of the coalition and they'll be out there in troops and blah, blah, and we'll back them with What? Troops?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Where would these troops be posted? Well, we don't have the full official details. I want to be clear on that. But the outlines of this, I am not liking. Not at all. We do not need troops dying for Ukraine. We don't even need troops positioned outside Ukraine. This is what the Hill is saying. Well, you know, we could just maybe put them right there, right outside, so they could rush in if something went wrong. As part of the security guarantee. No. That's what an Article 5 security guarantee would do. It puts American boots on the ground in the event that Russia tries to take territory or so much as launches a missile that kills a Ukrainian. Why would the Euroweenies be so excited about this? Because it puts the war on ice. It guarantees we can still get to World War III and Trump will fight it. Or not Trump will fight it, America will fight it. See, I don't think they're going to get Trump to put troops in actual combat against Russia. I think that would be hard, and I think they know it. So we sign the security guarantee. Democrat wins in 28. We go to war. That's what we're agreeing to. That's why they're so excited, because there's no other way to get to war, to preserve the war, which is their goal. Charlie Kirk and Steve Bannon screaming bloody murder about this yesterday, and they're not wrong. No. We're not doing this. But this is why this is moving along so quickly. This is why the Europeans are falling all over Donald Trump, because he may give them what they couldn't even get under Biden, and that's U.S. troops, to potentially fight this thing. Here's Steve Bannon losing it yesterday on War Room.
I will tell you, one of the big things they talked about today, Republicans getting on board. I reported the other day it was $36 billion. It's $54
billion. Oh, yeah, and we'd rebuild Ukraine.
Another bailout of Ukraine. $54 billion arms package plus money. So they pay their teachers and they pay their public health workers and they pay the pensions. You got a big old nice pension. You sitting on a fat pension? How's that Social Security check look?
He says he doesn't trust the Europeans. They will drag us right back to war.
We want to be supportive. Remember, we're supportive of this. But here's the situation, is that these Europeans can't be trusted. And the mainstream media is pushing you to do this. All the corporate interests, all the war, the arms manufacturers, big tech, they all want this. You know why? Their kids are not going to be... When you hear security guarantee... You know what you do? You look at the table of your sons and daughters. You look at those grandchildren. That's a security guarantee.
Yep.
What's a security guarantee in Korea? Combat troops. What's a security guarantee in Germany? Combat troops. They want your blood and they want your treasure. Yours. Are you at the table? They want yours.
One last quick thing from the Hill. Under this approach, U.S. forces could be used to help European countries defend Ukraine. This could include air-to-air refueling, intelligence sharing, Black Sea patrols, and the pre-positioning of U.S. forces outside Ukraine for potential deployment in a crisis, which they will absolutely foment a crisis the second Trump is gone. Maybe even before. Probably wait till he goes, though. So this is why they're so excited. They thought they were going to lose their World War III. Now it's just on ice. But when we all wake up from our stupor, it's going to be American troops fighting this thing.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.